We are so blessed tonight to have Brother Ford come minister to us. He's been here for quite a while. I don't know that we actually ever really officially met. We just kind of assumed a friendship. He came as a church plant into West Hartford, and we had a minister's, that was probably, what do they call it when all the ministers have to get together and do the business meeting? District conference, in the business meeting, we all were praying, and I just felt I saw him praying, and I felt like I should pray for him, and been praying for the Lord's hand and his work and the church there, and God has been blessing him, and over the years, we are going to go fishing one of these days, but he's been I'm pleased to call him my friend. He pastors in West Hartford. He was the youth president for a while. And now he's the Multicultural Ministries Coordinator for the Connecticut District. And I am looking forward to what the Lord has for us through him tonight. Amen. So it's a treat for me when I get to sit back and let somebody else preach at me and just receive the word. And I know the Lord is going to bless us tonight. So let's all say God bless Brother Ford as he comes to minister the word.
Amen. Let's give a hand clap of praise unto the Lord tonight. Jesus, we love you. There's no one like you, Jesus. We worship and adore you tonight. We thank you for your presence. Come on, let's do that a little bit more. Lord, we love you, Jesus. We honor you in this place, Jesus. We thank you for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalm 16:11 that in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Amen. And Nehemiah 8:10 tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I thank God for the joy that he has given us in this place tonight. Amen. And amen is strengthening us in this house. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can tell you this, I don't know about you, but I can never have too much joy. I need the joy of the Lord. You know, we like the joy of the Lord, but not only do I like it and I want it, I need it. We need it because the joy of the Lord strengthens us. It is an honor to be with the Apostolic Church of Enfield today. Amen. So glad to be with my friend. Amen. Pastor John Readout. Amen. His wife, Sister Renee. And amen. Ian and Zane. We love you all and are thankful for the friendship that God is building between us, and amen. We honor, amen, your bishop, amen, Bishop and Sister Readout, and thank God for them, and they have always shown us much love over the years, and it's kind of crazy. I'm not a New England native. I'm from Virginia. I'm from the South, but at this point in my life, I've lived here for 21 years, and so I guess that makes me a New Englander of sorts. I call this home. Connecticut feels more home than anywhere else feels home, and it is an honor to be with you, amen, tonight. And I thank God for my lovely wife who's with me, amen. She's my best friend, amen. Next week, we celebrate 21 years of marriage, and God is good, amen. God is so good. And I honor each of you precious saints of God who are here on this midweek and, amen, hungry and thirsty for God. I know Jesus in the Beatitudes talks about many blessings. And Matthew 5:6 is one of my favorite scriptures where, amen, Jesus says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall. Somebody say shall. Yeah. They shall be filled. It's a promise from God. And, you know, if I've gotten a little full, I just got to work up a little more hunger for God. And God will meet me at that place of hunger and thirst for him and fill me all up again. Who wants that in your life? Amen. Tonight, you don't ever want to have too much of God. Amen. You realize, amen, that God will fill all the capacity we expand for him. And I just, you know, Lord, help me to continue to open my heart more and more, Lord, and fill every corner of my life so that my life can be filled with you today. We're going to, if you'll just stand with me, please, as we go into the word of the Lord. And again, it's a great honor to be with our friends, the Readouts, and to be at Apostolic Church of Enfield. And I thank God for you in this community. Amen. Enfield needs you. Amen. Enfield needs you and needs this message. Enfield needs, and I know you know that. I know this church has been here for a long time, but I want you to know that the best is still yet to come. Amen. In this church and in this community for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who believes that tonight? Amen. There have been many landmarks in and through this church over the years, but I want to tell us and encourage us here tonight that God's not done. The best is still yet to come. There are still many milestones to reach, still many landmarks to be had. And I'm going to tell you, there's been many of you in this church for a long time, and you've laid up many prayers, and you've made many sacrifices, and amen, you've done much studying and sowing the word of God in this community. I want to tell you, amen, that there's going to be things that your children and your children's children see that's going to be a baton of this gospel being passed on to the next generation, something that God has just been dealing with me in my spirit. You know, I'm not young, but I'm not old either. You know, we were just saying, I'm in this middle-aged spot now in my life, but I can tell you this, something God's just been filling in my spirit is this younger generation, I do have wonders and works that they will see. And I want to encourage you young people under 18, under 21, I want to encourage you to believe God for the impossible. Believe God. This Bible, this book, immerse yourself in this book. Amen. Find a prayer closet in your home and nurture that prayer closet every single day. I'm telling you, whether it's at school, at home, amongst your peers, I'm telling you, if you give yourself to this book and you give yourself to not just studying it, but obeying it and walking with God, you are going to see God confirm his word with miracle signs and wonders, because let me tell you that God is not a respecter of persons, and God is not a respecter of generations, God is not a respecter of cultures, but amen, anybody who is hungry and thirsty for more of him, God will say, I hear that heart, I hear that prayer, I'll meet them there, and he will do great wonders in you and through you. Do you believe that today? Amen. Let me clap our hands one more time unto the Lord and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it. Would you just tell Jesus that? I believe it. I believe it, Jesus. I look to you today. Amen. We're going to go to the book of Psalms 121. Psalm 121. And amen. And wasn't sure how I was going to go about this, but yeah, we're going to read first. Actually, let's go to Ezekiel 37 first, and then we'll go to Psalm 121. Ezekiel 37, verse 11. Amen. And I'm going to be reading through verses 14. And if you're there, say amen. And if you need a little more time, say, hold, please. We're all there. All right. Amen. Ezekiel 37, verse 11. And the Bible says, then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, let me give a little backstory. What's happening here in Ezekiel 37 is the Valley of Dry Bones. And it's representative of so much, the spiritual condition of where Israel was in a point in their history. And the Lord has taken the man of God, the prophet of God, Ezekiel, and has given him a vision. And through this vision, he is giving a word. He's giving instruction. He's giving hope through this instruction. And so we get to 11, and Ezekiel is writing, "The Lord said unto me, Son of man, these bones that are in this valley, these bones that are dry, and God has already promised, I'm going to breathe life into them, and I won't go into all of that at this time. But the Lord says, hey," the Lord begins to interpret the vision and says, "These bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. Therefore, we are cut off for our parts. Therefore, the Lord says to Ezekiel, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live." Somebody say, "I shall live."
"I shall live."
"Ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord." I feel to say this, that the Lord has come to breathe new life into you. Apostolic Church of Enfield, the winds of the Spirit are blowing to renew, to replenish, to refresh, to bring fresh wind, fresh hope, a new stride in your step. Amen. He has come to heal. He's come to restore today. And I wonder if we, amen, amen, I feel the word, amen, ever since I received the invitation, Pastor read out, amen, the word that God spoke to me regarding this church is, it's a house of hope. A house of hope. What God is doing here in this day, in this season, right now, thank God for everything that's behind you, and there's been many miles run, amen, but God wants this church to know today that he is making this a house of hope. Would you set your Bibles down and lift your hands unto the Lord, and can we just pray and ask God to help us to receive that, for him to have his way, amen, amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that Lord Jesus, that you, Lord God, by the authority of your word and the power of your name, Jesus, have come to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. Lord, according to the power that worketh in us, you have come to visit this church. You've come to blow, Lord God, winds of your presence in this place. You've come to renew. You've come to revive. You've come to replenish. You've come to do great and mighty things that have yet to be seen for the glory of your great name. And many are going to see it. Many are going to hear it and glorify you, Lord Jesus, the name of the only one true God. Lord God, I pray that your word would be confirmed tonight and beyond tonight with many miracles, signs, and wonders to confirm and to glorify your great name and your holy word. And we honor you, we praise you, we celebrate you, we thank you. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? We thank you for visiting us and being here in this place, and we give you glory, and we lift a shout of praise in Jesus' name. Can we lift a shout of praise unto Jesus together? Hallelujah! We worship you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We celebrate and honor you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Amen. There's an old song that, amen, I remember singing in church growing up. And And you know, you may know it, you may not, but it says, in this house there is hope. In this house there's salvation for your soul. If you know it, sing along with me. In this house, your life can be made whole. Everything you need is in this house. It's for us and it's for this community. Would you help me sing it again? In this house, there is hope. In this house, there's salvation for your soul. For me and you and this, the world around us today. In this house, your life can be made whole. Everything you need is in this house. One more time, in this house. In this house, we believe it, Jesus, there is hope. We thank you, God. In this house, there's salvation for your soul. In Jesus' name, in this house, your life can be made whole. Everything you need is in this house. Everything you need is in this house. If you believe it, lift your voice and say, everything you need is in this house. One more time, receive it in this place. Everything you need is in this house. Can we just lift our hands and our voices unto Jesus? Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now. We believe it. There's faith rising in this place. There's healing virtue from you, Jesus, in this place. There's healing, Lord, in this place. There's victory, Lord, in this place. There's restoration. There's hope in this place tonight. We thank you, Lord. It's for every individual, Lord, for every marriage, for every family. It's for the surrounding community, Lord. It's for whosoever will, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you for your hope that is in this house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's clap our hands one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the house of God, there is hope. He is here. He is here. And he wants to know, will you and I receive the hope he wants to give to us today? You know, sometimes in the past few years, amen, God has opened my eyes to some things about receiving. And in the Bible, it says it is more blessed to give than to receive. But 1 John 4:18 says we love him because he first loved us. And what God has helped me to understand with that over recent years today is that it's very difficult and challenging for me to love him unless I've first taken time to first receive the love that he's given to me. And so, God, there's promises all over the scripture here tonight, amen, that God has given to humanity, and he's offering to you and I today. And the question that the Lord poses to us is, will we receive it? It sounds so simple. Oh, yeah, that's easy. Just take it out of somebody's hand. But sometimes we struggle with receiving what God wants to give. And he asks us today, will you receive it? And there's been times I've had to ask God, I want to receive it, what you're giving to me. I want to receive the hope. I want to receive the restoration. I want to receive the healing. But Lord, I'm having trouble up here, and I'm having trouble with my past, and I'm having trouble with what I've seen in my experiences. God, help me receive what you want to give me. Will you receive it? Will I receive it today? Joel, the Lord said in the book of Joel, Satalabakotai. Amen. The Lord said in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 25 through 27, he said, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Amen. God sometimes sends some things in our life to take some things away. But amen, God's end and purpose for us is always restoration. It is always replenishing renewal. Amen. He says, I sent it, my great army, among you, and I'm going to restore to you the years. And verse 26, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. He got used to famine, but plenty's coming. Do you believe that today? Will you receive it? You got used. I've been there. Oh, and seemed emotionally, I was in famine. It seemed like spiritually, mentally, I was in famine. Amen. I felt like in my life, I was in a dry and thirsty place. Amen. A weary land. Amen. And the Lord comes and says, okay, amen, plenty is coming. He shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously. The Bible says. The Lord said, I'm going to deal wondrously. You look at the root word of that word, wondrously, it's wonder. I'm going to, the restoration I bring, the hope that I bring, amen, is going to cause you as my children to be in awe and wonder. Amen. You shall praise the name of the Lord after you've been in famine, and then you receive my plenty, and you're going to be have more than enough, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. You ever dealt with shame before? You ever, amen, we read in scripture of the, amen, of barrenness and the shame that was associated with barrenness. Amen, the Lord. Amen, there's been seasons in my life when eras of my life, amen, and sometimes maybe it was because of me. Sometimes it was because of what God allowed. Amen, Job was not at fault when God caused some things in his life to be barren. Amen, God allowed some things to test Job. He came to prove Job. Amen, but there was a season, there was an end. The Bible says the end of the Lord is gracious, and amen, Job, don't get discouraged. Job, keep your eyes on me. Job, I know you've been in famine, but plenty is coming. I know you've lost, Job, but I'm about to give you double. Job, don't get discouraged. Keep your eyes on me, because if you keep your eyes on me, even when people are saying, curse God and die, I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. If you receive that tonight, would you clap your hands and give God a praise? Would you tell Jesus, I receive it? I receive it, Jesus. I receive it, Jesus. There is hope for you today. There is restoration for you today. Amen. Will we receive it? Why don't you look at somebody and tell them, look up, there's hope. Amen. Come on. Come on, tell somebody. Turn around and listen. Look up, there's hope. Look up, there is hope. The Lord wants somebody to know tonight that there is hope. There is hope. Would you say that with me? There is hope. Not because of who I am, not because of who you are, but because of who Jesus is. There is hope today. Hope. 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 This house, amen, in your house, God is here to make a house of hope. 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 Lord, help me receive it. Lord, help it. Help me to get it in my spirit. Lord, help it to go beyond the surface of my thought process and deep in my spirit. Lord, there's a seed. The word of God is a seed, and my heart is soil. Lord, let the seed of your word of hope be buried deep in my heart so that I don't reject the hope you're here to give me, but I receive it and that it's able to blossom and reproduce fruit some 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Jesus wants to multiply this seed of hope in your life. You think of planting anything, amen. The Bible says, Jesus said, amen, except a grain of wheat, amen, fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it shall bear much fruit, amen. And so God's wanting us to receive this so he can bear much fruit of his hope in our life. Hope will help you hold on. Hope will help you endure. It'll help you endure. Psalm 121, if we can get that on the screen, please. Amen. Psalm 121 is noted in the scriptures and studies as, it's noted in scriptures as a song of degrees. And it's included along with all of the Psalms between Psalms 120 and Psalms 134 as songs of degrees. Some Bible scholars believe these songs of degrees indicated that these Psalms were sung by worshipers as they ascended up the road to Jerusalem to attend three pilgrimage feasts every year. The Passover, Shavuot, or Pentecost, and Sukkot, or Sukkot, however you say it, Feast of Tabernacles, or Harvest. Other scholars think that these songs of degrees were sung by the Levite priests as they ascended the 15 steps to minister at the temple in Jerusalem. One study suggests that the Levites first sang these songs of degrees at the dedication of Solomon's temple. Another study suggests that these songs of degrees were songs for a celebration after the Lord miraculously empowered Nehemiah and his men to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days. Many speculations of what and how these songs, these psalms were used and involved in the culture of the Hebrews. But regardless of any of those, and some may be true, they may all be true. Regardless of those studies involved, the songs like Psalms 121 were certainly sung among the Hebrew people as they journeyed upward into Jerusalem. Somebody say upward. Upward. They were on their way up. These psalms were songs of degrees. Another way it's placed is songs of ascents. They were songs that they sang as they were moving from lower places into higher places. They were songs of hope. These songs were songs of hope as they moved up into elevation. And when you see Psalms 121, verse 1, it begins by saying, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. I've been looking down too long. I've been looking down at earth and all of its flaws and all of its failures. I've been looking at my own flaws and my own humanity. I've been looking at the flaws of humanity and the world around me and all of its plights and all of its shortcomings. I've been looking down too long, but amen, as the word of the Lord says, I've got to lift up my eyes and look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. And I can say that, but I need to also believe that. Because when I believe that my help comes from the Lord, I will keep looking up unto him. Amen. Yes. Amen. We got to acknowledge what's going on in our world. We are in this world, but not of this world. There needs to be some sense of awareness. But amen, I must not be captivated by the world. And I must not, amen, be arrested by the world and its value system and its carnality and its perversion. Amen. I can't allow it to pull my attention from looking upward unto God. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Oh, the Lord. Amen. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he, the Lord that keepeth Israel, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. I don't have to fear, child of God. You don't have to fear. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. How can I be confident in that? Because my eyes are lifted up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help, from whence comes your help. Our help comes from the Lord. Child of God, don't be discouraged. Your help comes from the Lord. Don't be dismayed. Don't be distracted. Amen. Don't lose heart. Your help comes from the Lord. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Songs of degrees. Songs of hope, songs as we move and journey upward towards where he is. Amen. Psalm 5:3 says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Turn to two or three people again and tell them, look up. Tell somebody, encourage somebody. Look up. Look up. Look up. Look up. In Mark chapter 8, Jesus comes to Bethsaida. And the Bible says in verse 22 of Mark 8, and they bring a blind man unto him. Ever feel that way? feel like I can't see. Sometimes we're the blind man. They brought a blind man to Jesus and besought Jesus to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, unconventional, but Jesus put his hand upon him and he asked him if he saw anything, paraphrasing there. And the Bible says, and he looked up. Somebody say, he looked up. He looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. And after that, he, Jesus, put his hands again upon the blind man's eyes and made him look. After he looked up, the Bible says he was restored. When he looked up, it took him looking unto Jesus. It took him being obedient. But when he looked up, you could speculate all kinds of things. At first, he looked up on his own. And then the Bible says Jesus made him look up. Maybe Jesus was trying to teach him a pattern. You've been physically blind. And you allowed me to lead you away from the crowd so I can touch you. And I took you places that were unconventional. Jesus spit on his eyes and put it on his, put it on him. And then he looked up. He saw men as trees, and then he looked up again. Child of mine, precious one, don't stop looking up. Can I come down here? Don't stop looking up. Jesus wants you and I to understand today that as he looked up, he was restored. And the Bible says he saw every man clearly. The healing was in the looking up. The hope that Jesus came to give was in the looking up. The restoration that Jesus came to give and is coming to give to you and I today on so many levels is in the looking up. And God is wanting you and I to know that in this house there is say this, and we're going to get ready to pray here. There's hope. There's hope. Something about these eyes and what they pay attention to. They can lead us. If we look to Jesus and follow him, we can look towards salvation. But we can get distracted and look in other places and be led into destruction. Lord, help me to lift up my eyes. Help me to lift up my head. Psalm 24:7 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. There's something about looking up that gathers a response from God. Amen. Verse 9 says it again, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even ye everlasting doors, even meaning in spite of, look up. No matter what you're going through, Look up. No matter what you've been through and what's behind you and what baggage you feel like you have and what discouragement you feel like you have and what hopelessness and failures in your rearview mirror that you feel like you have, the Bible says, even ye everlasting doors, in spite of, even lift up. And the King of Glory shall come in. Would you stand with me today? Hallelujah. The King of Glory coming in. Oh, we lift our hands for just a moment unto the Lord and just worship Him. Jesus, we worship You, God. Help us to look up, Lord Jesus. Help us to look up to You, Jesus. You're calling us to go higher. You're calling us towards hope. You're calling us towards healing and restoration. You're calling us to be made perfect in You, God. Lord Jesus, help us to do it. Help us to do it. Help us to remember to look up. Hallelujah. Jesus. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. The epistles remind us to look up for the coming of the Lord. The angel of the Lord, as Jesus ascended, admonished the church to look up. This Jesus, as you've seen Him go up, shall so return in like manner. Today, Jesus is calling you and I to do something very simple. And that's look to Him. We make it so complicated. I don't always feel like looking up, Pastor Rita. I don't always feel like looking up. Sometimes, amen, situations, burdens, trials in life pull so heavy. You look up and you get jabbed by cares of life. You're looking up and Satan has a plot to steal, kill, and destroy in efforts to distract us from looking up. But there's just one decision. I must decide to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith today. I want to invite us to come to this altar today, this evening. Jesus. Hope. Hope.